63-year-old Nyayogat Kek has lived in a UN-run IDP camp in Juba's Mangaten village with seven of her relatives for the past 3 years. Gatkek says since the first positive cases of COVID-19 were identified in South Sudan several months ago, she and other elderly neighbors have found it difficult to visit relatives outside the camp and increasingly feel stigmatized.
If we try to go outside to visit people I know, they tell me that I should not visit their house and accuse me of having coronavirus. They say, don't come.
Another IDP, 50-year-old Luka Deng Hoth, has lived in the Mangaten IDP camp for the past 3 years. Hoth says he suffers from an eye disease and used to visit an optician regularly, but since the government confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country, he has avoided going to the hospital for fear of contracting the virus. Hoth says he and other IDPs used to rely on aid agencies and relatives for help. He says since COVID-19, IDPs like him have been unable to receive support from relatives.
Before coronavirus, we used to go and ask for support from family members and relatives. But everything has changed. If you go to a family member, they ask you to stop because of coronavirus.
61-year-old David Dark McQuay has lived in Mangaten for the past 8 years. McQuay says he used to do manual jobs outside the camp, but since the COVID-19 hit South Sudan, he and other elderly IDPs stopped working out of fear they would become infected.
Coronavirus,
what happened with the coronavirus is that we are in one place. We are vulnerable and we do not have water and we don't have food too. The way we stay here really causes a lot of suffering. We are suffering because we don't have hospitals to provide health care.
McQuay says he worries about contracting the coronavirus because the IDP camp he lives in is overcrowded. The NGO, Humanitarian and Development Consortium, carried out a survey in conjunction with technical support from HelpAge International in Juba in June and July this year to assess the impact of COVID-19 on older people, including those who are displaced. William Gabonziza, executive director of the consortium, says the study found that 80% of older people have at least one health condition, which makes them vulnerable to contracting the virus.
We say that 54% of older persons in urban Juba and 29% of those living in the POCs have difficulty in accessing health services. This is because if you see among the people we interviewed in our assessment, 80% of older persons have at least one health condition. You will find that with their age and their immunity is low, it's easy for them to contract a virus.
Gabonziza says older people living alone without family nearby have more problems accessing clean water and latrines because they are disabled. He says his organization has been sending caregivers to older persons to help with their medications because many fear to go to the hospital because they might contract coronavirus.
Difficulty to access the health services is to fear that congestion. Thinking of their immunity, thinking of the sicknesses they have, it's easy for them to contract. So it's reached a point where they're even deciding to stay at home rather than going to hospital.
Aniruno Joseph, an assistant legal officer at HDC, says due to COVID-19, many older people are spending more time at home with little physical contact with family members.
They are living a life of fear, not like these other people, you know, because people believe COVID-19, when an older person gets it, the person will immediately die. It's not like the young one who will recover.
Joseph says older people are living a life of total fear due to COVID-19. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.